Therefore, failing to get at him, evil might try to strike down those who were around him, who were in some way useful to him, part of his what he was doing. Yeah. And therefore, we were targets. And he didn't say that, but that was the
That was very much the sense. And I'm referring to this because the only, well, the first time, I guess, and the only time Krishnaji talked, no, not the only time, but certainly the first time Krishnaji talked directly about that was when he prevented me from climbing.
Yes, I do remember. He went to the heart of it with you, because climbing was the most dangerous thing you were doing.
And he prevented me from climbing.
I know.
You see, but he didn't, he didn't tell me what he was doing, if you remember. He just said, because he had been worried, and I mean, this shouldn't be my reminiscences on this tape. But,
no, come on. This is joint action.
He had been worried about my climbing, and he'd been admonishing me, etc. Mm. And especially because I was climbing alone sometimes. And then one year, I said, well, he said, what are you going to do before the talks? I said, well, I'm just going to walk and go up in the mountains. And I didn't say I wasn't going to climb. I just made light of it. And Krishnaji was anxious that year. He was anxious. And when I came up, because I always went to see him as soon as I got into Sanan.
Yes.
And he was anxious.
Yes.
And he was kind of, what were you doing?
Yes.
And he was very much scolding me, like, what were you doing? And then that summer, I had planned to go off afterwards. And he said, well, just come and stay with me in Tanik for a few days. And of course, I was thrilled to stay in Tanik. I think the Olympics were on.
Yes, there was one summer when we were all
looking at television. And we were watching the Olympics. Anyway, so then it stayed on for a little, I used to stay on a little longer, and it dragged on for I don't know how long.
You never went walking in the mountain.
And then the weather went bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather changed, and you could see on the weather map, said, well, for the next week, it's going to be bad weather. And then Krishnaji said, well, if you want to go, you can go now. And then that's when I asked, I said, now, Krishnaji, you've been deliberately keeping me from climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is this?
Yes.
And that's when he talked with me about the whole thing. Yes. And he also said, as part of this whole thing, which is interesting, too, I feel, is that he seemed to sense that there were times when this evil force was stronger than other times. So there were times when it was like more risky or it was something.
Yes.
And I think also that year, he didn't want you to fly to see
Philomena. I'm thinking about that as you're talking.
You see, because extraordinary risk. Now, I don't know, and quite frankly, and this is all in my imagination, Krishnaji didn't make this connection at all, but there was even something like, it was connected to what Rajagopal was doing. That somehow Rajagopal having more strength, more for, was all it somehow was a reflection of this evilness.
Yes.
But it's like this was an especially dangerous time.
Yes. Well, there was one, I used to try to go every summer just for 2 days or 3 nights or something to see Philomena for the benefit of whoever listens to this in the future. She was a very dear and by then very old Italian woman who had been in my family as all capacities. She was a maid to my aunt, and she came to me and my husband after my aunt died. And she was really a member of my family, more than her own family, and I felt the same way about her. And she had gone back thinking she was ill, she wasn't really, but to be with her family, and she retired, in other words. So I would try and fly down to see her, and I did it a couple of summers, and it was all right. And then there was one summer when really it was upsetting, because he would ask me to telephone when I got to Rome. And I think I telephoned, I drove down to the airport in Geneva and telephoned and said, I'm here and off plane any minute. And when I got to Rome, I couldn't get to a telephone until I got back much later. Mm-hmm. And he was worried that something had happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I felt awful about it because I suspected this. And then, again, the sequence, I'm not sure, but I think it was the following year, which you're referring to, when he asked me not to go. Mm-hmm. And it was, for me, difficult because Filomena lived for that visit. And I couldn't bear to hurt her in any way. But naturally, when he asked, I didn't go, and I tried to explain it to her as best I could. Mm-hmm. But there was that element of something might have attacked me, like, in a way. And if I was late ever coming home from, I'd go into town in Malibu, I'd go into town to do errands. If I was late coming back, he'd often be standing up near the gate waiting for me. And he would say, I knew you, I could feel you were coming. His sense of that, when something was about to happen, he often had. I remember when my father died, we were in Tunig, and he wasn't well at all, and Krishnaji knew that, but the...
Your father wasn't well at all?
No, but he hadn't been for a long time. But the woman who was looking after him, the servant, called me. I learned that he'd died. And I was in my room, and Krishnaji came in seconds later. He had sensed what had happened without knowing it.